From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. The Reverend Frantz Davis delivered his final sermons yesterday. The longtime leader of Calvary Baptist Church is retiring. He became the 23rd pastor in 1974 and says back then, it was important for the African-American community to have a safe space within a predominantly Mormon state.
People of African descent were considered to be cursed by the dominant religious group. They also were left out of much of what happened in the larger community socially.
Davis also fought for civil rights and social change in Utah. He says he's proud of a local housing complex for seniors he helped build. He also advocated for naming a street and park after two civil rights icons, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Utah's Mignon Richmond. Utah's juvenile judges will soon begin hearing cases in adult court. The move is intended to relieve heavy dockets in the state's most populated judicial district that encompasses Salt Lake, Summit, and Tooele counties. The judges will preside over an adult's first court date and decide whether to sign paperwork that would grant short-term protective orders in the state's 3rd District Court. Criminal caseload statewide has ticked up in recent years from about 37,500 filed in 2014 to nearly 44,000 last year. 42-year-old Frederick Jeremy Atkin was shot and killed by police officers in South Ogden on Friday. It marks the 11th officer-involved fatality in Utah this year. But as KUER's Nate Hedgie explains, that number is down by more than one-third from last year.
Lex Scott is an organizer with the Utah chapter of Black Lives Matter. She says she's happy to see a decrease in deadly police shootings both across the country and in Utah this year.
I am very excited when I hear that less people were killed by police.
Still, Scott says she'd like to see that number at zero. She believes the decrease in shootings is due to something called the Ferguson effect, wherein police departments are having a harder time recruiting new officers due in part to increased scrutiny over high-profile shootings. Fewer officers, Scott says, means fewer shootings. But Michael Russ with the Salt Lake Police Department says his agency still has the same number of officers on the street as last year.
You know, I don't know that there's anything we can say one way or the other about why these incidents go up and down. We've seen numbers fluctuate for years.
That said, Russ says his department tries to learn and adapt after officer-involved shootings occur. The ACLU of Utah has tracked the number of fatal officer-involved shootings for the past 2 years. It agrees with the Salt Lake Police Department and says it's hard to explain exactly why the numbers dropped this year. Nate Hedgie, KUER News.
Utah is known for its high birth rate, but an ongoing lag has researchers wondering if the state is in a new era of lower fertility. Demographers here expected people to start growing their families as they recovered from the Great Recession. But new census data show that even with more people working and making more money, the state's fertility rate continues to drop. In fact, the fertility rate is the lowest it's been in more than 50 years in Utah at 2.03 births per woman, and now lower than Nebraska, North, and South Dakota. Starting New Year's Day, Utah will require non-residents to get a new type of permit for using off-highway vehicles in state parks or on public lands. The $30 permit is good for 12 months. Utah is dropping its recognition of off-highway vehicle registrations from other states. A state parks program coordinator says fewer and fewer states are maintaining a reciprocal agreement for permits. Wild pigs cause an estimated $1.5 billion in damage every year, especially to crops. Now concern is mounting they could be at the doorstep of the Mountain West. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
They could come across the Canadian border with Montana or traipse into Colorado from their wild pig stronghold, Texas. Kurt Verkotteren is with the National Wildlife Research Center in northern Colorado. It's part of the USDA. He says, actually, wild pigs have already been doing this.
We're putting a lot of effort into not allowing them to expand. And some of the worst places in the country for a pig to make a living are going to be the Mountain West. You know, they are not going to do well at elevation. They're not going to do well in the Rockies.
Still, he says, there's some speculation that climate change could alter their range. Management tactics include trapping, night shooting, and using helicopters to hunt them from the air. To throw in a few fun facts, the word for a group of wild pigs is a sounder, and they don't just dig around in mud, they also bury themselves in snow. That's called a pigloo. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
And I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.